This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name's Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. We got our number one audience member, Rod and Barry, in the house.
Hi, guys.
And we got our number one guest, Johnny Pemberton himself.
Hey, it's me, Jimmy, checking in for the night.
Johnny Pemberton said he wanted to sing a part of the song on the count of two. One and two.
Everybody knows where we're going. We're going downtown to get some shrimp from my daddy. He's got a special place for the new shrimp. Tell me what you like it. Cocktails.
It
mocktails. Little bitty dogs and big dogs too. I love living life. I love going skating in the Central Park Zoo.
Yeah.
That is a good ass song.
Thank you. Really good, Jimmy.
I've actually spent quite a bit of time in New York City, so.
Oh, really?
I can really hear
it.
Is
that where they go?
No, because they never get to go that fast.
No, it's more like this. Get out of the way, buddy. Hey, fucking you stupid steak mouth.
No, I like that.
Hey, it's not a fucking bagel. That's your mama. The Bronx. You know that?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want cream cheese in your mouth?
I took the bridge.
I got to go to New York.
You should go down to the tunnel and find out where you came from. Go across the bridge and get in the water before you put that bagel into my house.
Are you talking about Bagel Bay?
It's a brownstone. We live in the brownstone. Kiss my balls.
Oh, my God. I can only dream of being in a brownstone.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, a walk-up. Ooh, I love one.
This makes me...
walk up.
This makes me need to move to New York.
I love a walk-up. I love a brownstone.
Ooh. You talking to me?
Yeah, Clay, have you ever been in a brownstone?
Yes.
And what did you like about it?
I like the brownstone. I like the part where it's big and tall.
Yeah. I love brownstone.
It sounds dirty, but it's good house.
Yeah, it is good house.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's like, is this a poo-poo house? But it's actually
Rod's, he's woken up.
Yeah. No, God.
Yeah, you said poop. Rod's addicted to anal. Yeah. Did you know that?
Addicted to anal? That sounds gross to me. Get out of my house.
Well, Rod's addicted to anal, but he's in recovery.
Well, you bring up these brownstones.
But he is an addict.
It's really hard for me.
This is well-faced Joe, addicted to anal.
So, Johnny, here's something I've noticed about you since I've known you.
Right.
You're actually a good singer.
I was just brought to my attention quite recently, actually, that I did not know that I was awarded a voice for a cartoon, and someone was like, yeah, we didn't have to pitch it or anything. It was actually perfectly on key. And it's like, okay, I didn't know that, but I guess I know how to sing.
Yeah. Wow. You joke sing a lot, but it's usually in key.
Yeah, but I'm not trying. I'm just singing.
I think it's you just have naturally perfect pitch.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
You wanna know, where do you go? It's out the door. Mine is well fisted. I'm addicted to anal.
That's Rod.
You
That's
gotta
Rod.
Go.
Wow.
The poopoo dough. It goes out. The nickel's in. What you wanna know is my anal's my friend.
Yeah. Not Rod's friend.
Rod is literally floating.
Rod loves talking that stuff.
Floating on a pillow of cloud farts.
Yeah. I mean,
can I tell you something, Rod, with everybody something without everybody getting horny, without Rod getting horny?
Should I not? I could take off my headphones.
Can you remind me to ask you about that after you ask us? Say the tale and I'll ask the question.
Okay, so when Clay and I were kids, I had a computer where one of our other friends, Troop, his name's Troop, he would go on the computer to this one porn website that he found that we all thought was really funny called All Internal.
Ooh.
And it was a guy and his friend, a girl, having sex with a girl in the butt. And then he would come into her butt. And then he would go up to her butthole, like really close, and go, now push it out.
Push it.
And then she would fart out the...
This is bad.
And at the time, we just thought it was really funny. But meanwhile, people like Rod are fully drooling and foaming at the mouth and being addicted to it.
I think we were like, oh, that's interesting. And Wit would stand up and go, that's really funny. Can we watch it again?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the thing. Remember that when before you knew that when you said something was funny, it meant that you want to see it again? Because you just be like, oh, look at this porn, how funny it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. This porn's funny. And then you realize,
super funny porn.
Oh, that means you want to watch it, but you don't want to say you want to watch it. Because if you say you want to watch it, that means you want to have
this guy,
too horny.
This video of this guy who has the same build as me and this girl who I'm inclined to be attracted to sucking his dick is actually really funny. We gotta watch this.
I have a question now.
What's up?
So what is this thing about horny that people keep saying? Like, oh, I'm horny.
Oh,
it's like millennial Twitter. I'm horny.
It's like when you wanna fuck.
Do you know about that?
I know about being horny, but I don't know about like this sort of this thing that's like a phenomenon. Like, oh, I'm a horny comic, or I talk about horny, or I'm horny.
What, like you talk about? I don't know this.
Yeah,
horny comics. Who's
you told me about it? 'Cause you told me about like it's like a thing. Like people on Twitter, they'll say, "Oh, like, oh my God, I'm horny." Like people saying they're horny.
I have heard that.
Right?
Yes. People are much more comfortable and confident, like talking about wanting to have sex.
But what is it though?
I think people are just the tides have turned, and I think.
But what does horny mean?
Well, it means that you want to fuck or hook up or something, or you want.
Yeah, it's like being Randy. For
you want to slap around. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think right now, people are just being brave about talking about wanting to slam.
Well, I think, how is that brave?
I think that we grew up with Austin Powers, and now we're horny.
Yeah,
we're horny just like he was.
Yeah, I don't know why it's brave, but.
Is it brave?
I don't know.
Nobody thinks it's brave, do they?
I don't know. You just said it.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I did just say it, but
I just want to know because sometimes I don't know about something. So I'm like, wow, what is that? That seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the thing is, so I have to ask.
Yeah,
it's always a
thing. It's definitely a thing. And remember what was the old thing? What's an old Twitter thing that doesn't happen anymore?
Said no one.
Yeah,
I think that still kind of does happen. Like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, said no one ever.
Said Manuel Lamandra.
Manuel. I love when Captain Crunch cuts the roof of my mouth, said no one.
Great job, Lynn.
Oh, you know who said it? Actually, they said, everybody says no one, and then they have to show a picture of, it's the Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like got the mask on. He's like, I actually like to have the mouth crunched.
What is a meme that a meme that I really love and it always is funny to me is the one of the girl and the guy at the club. They look like teenagers and the girl is like staring off kind of numbly and the guy is
whispering.
And then it's usually some long fact about like something that I actually love.
Like noise music.
Yeah, noise music or like Blink 182 or something.
Did you know that Mark Hoppus actually has his left nipple pierced, but it did in the mirror. It looks like it's right.
Yeah.
And she's like bored.
I love it though.
I like that one. I like them all. I like all of them as long as it's content, subject content that relates to my life, what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing.
Have you ever produced a piece of content that you absolutely couldn't wait to show people?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Have you ever produced a piece of content that you absolutely did not want anybody to see? The people saw it and they loved it.
Yeah.
Have you?
I don't. No. That's like a weird thing to do.
No. What?
To make content that you don't want anybody to see?
It somehow leaked. Or you weren't in charge.
Oh, like if somebody leaked my nudes.
Ooh. Have you ever taken a nude?
Have I ever taken a nude? What do you mean?
A nude.
Who hasn't?
I've taken a nude.
You know, the one,
everybody has.
One of those things where you get naked and you go, I look good.
Hey.
Rod, you taking a nude?
Yeah, I've taken a nude.
I used to have to borrow my roommate's camera before cell phones.
Get out of here!
Oh, wow.
Borrow his digital camera.
So you could email somebody a nude?
I tried it, but it didn't work out.
I actually, when I first found out about nudes... I was talking to a girl long distance and she said, send me a nude. And so I emailed her one and she was like, I can't download this. You got to send it to me on your phone. And I didn't have a smartphone. And she said, send me one and then I'll send you one. And so I got our friend to go take me to the phone place and pick me out a smartphone that could get picked.
Just
and
then nudes.
Just for the one nude. Guess what? She didn't even send me a nude.
You didn't even get the nude?
You got the old bait and ditch.
Yeah, but then I had all the fun but stuff I could do on the a nude. Smartphone.
I'll tell you one thing about that girl. She's what we like to call a bitch.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's dude. That's a classic bitch right there.
Dude.
Nothing gets my goat more in this universe than when a bitch does something like that. I get sick to death. I just want to go out and kick a car.
I want to kick a car.
Oh,
wow.
You got problems? Guess what? I sent a nude to this girl, and she didn't send me one back. That freaking A bitch.
Freaking A bitch.
God. I mean, you want to talk about a bitch thing to do. I just can't stand it when a... I won't say the B word unless that happens.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's like maybe the only reason.
This is why I like Johnny. It's because he's such a, like, he is very woke in a way. He'll never call a girl a bitch.
Never call a B. I won't say the B even.
You won't say the B. That was unless story. She, you're acquiring, you want a nude and she won't give it.
She's a nude back. That's a freaking bitch in my book.
Yeah, dude.
You bring me a cold steak, it's the same thing. I didn't say medium, I said medium rare. Bitch.
Wow.
Clay agrees. Clay's nodding his head so hard his headphones keep falling off.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah. You know what's filled with a bunch of bitches is the TV show Succession.
I don't know if that's true. No.
That's not actually a TV show. I wouldn't call it a TV show.
Why is that?
Because it's not really TV. It's an HBO show. So
premium cable show?
Yeah, it's premium cable. It's not really TV.
Call it prestige HBO. Television?
I will call it an indefinite miniseries.
Okay, well, Succession is filled with people who have bad attitudes.
Yeah, I love that show. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I already like it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I hear bad attitudes, you know I'm going to like
it. Guess some stuff that happens on it, Johnny.
It's probably somebody with a whip. It's probably somebody who...
You're thinking of a cowboy movie.
You're thinking of Indiana Jones.
Pays everything in cash.
You're thinking of Rod.
Oh, pays everything in quarters.
Oh, well.
Now you're thinking of a prank YouTube channel.
There's a lot of people who have really nice shoes.
And yeah.
You don't step on those people's shoes.
That's
good
true.
Luck.
That's true.
Yeah. Your friend is in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait. Maybe he's not your friend.
Jesus,
he was at your show.
Oh, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know I made a web series with him when I was 18?
Oh, really?
Can what you was explain it called? The
no.
web series?
Wait, who is
no.
Nick?
Nick Braun?
Nick yeah. Braun. And so, you were in a web series with him?
I regret saying it.
I wonder if
Say it!
Nah.
Don't be a B.
Absolutely will not.
I mean, I bet you can go on.
It's bad.
Is it on your IMDb?
People look it up.
I've tried to have people. I've tried to flag it to get it removed.
What is wrong? Why?
It's just bad.
Oh, if I knew.
It's bad, and I was 18, and I was hungry.
I'll say this. They made it not knowing how people would think later down the line.
Let's say
in 2019.
Oh, you mean, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's insensitive.
Oh, is it? But isn't everything, pretty much every movie that's ever been made and every TV show that's ever been made insensitive at this point?
Wait, can you answer that?
No, because this is the
name
joke.
One that's not.
The joke of it. Well, maybe, yeah, sure. But the joke of this is purely just evil.
What is it trying to get a deaf person to date you?
Yeah, pretty much something like that.
Is that bad?
No, that's that. You seen that movie, In the Company of Men? It's that movie. What? It's an independent movie from many years ago, like 20 years ago. I think it's Neil LaBute. It's one of his first movies. It's called In the Company of Men, and it's about some men who are trying to pay women back for being mean to them. And they make this deaf woman fall in love with them, and then they break her heart on purpose.
Whoa.
It's very dark.
Badass. Edgelord. It's filmmaking.
What's Edgelord?
It's like...
Is it like Cucklord, but the opposite?
No.
Whoa, you guys both went, no.
No.
How would you describe an Edgelord, Clay?
It's just like, you know... The
Haneke.
Rich...
Is Haneke an Edgelord?
No! He's thoughtful.
Shit, I don't know.
He's thoughtful, cool, man.
You guys are all like unison being...
You're on the American Arts Culture Review.
Yeah, I'll give you a name. G.G. Allen.
G.G. Allen's an edgelord.
He likes to...
but he's like so edgelord, it's like a cartoon, right?
Right.
Because all we know about G.G. Allen is that he shits on stage. We don't know about his music.
People know
he likes to fucking poop.
Yeah.
Who else is an edgelord then? Who's a more modern edgelord?
Modern edgelord.
In terms of a director.
Wait, no.
I don't know if anybody
Would you describe Donald Trump as an edgelord?
His fans are edgelords in a way where... Okay, so you know about Pepe?
Yeah,
the frog?
Pepe, yeah.
So here's a good history. He was just a meme guy.
Yeah, I know about it, yeah.
So he was a meme and whatever, and then it was just like, I'm sad. Pepe! And then Taylor Swift started using Pepe.
Right.
And so all the people on the internet were making Pepe be like Nazis and stuff. So to make it look like she's a part of this thing. So edgelords would do that.
So they're basically trolls.
It's trolls, but
yeah, it's very trolly.
The point of it is to be just be offensive with no reason behind it. Just the reason you're doing it is just to be offensive.
So what you're saying is really funny?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So you mean a comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait, what? Why
edgelord,
did that get brought up?
Well, I guess it's not exactly edgelord. It's like conniving incel-y kind of thing.
So the opposite of a cucklord.
Yeah. What's a cucklord?
Cucklord is like a mega cuck.
Uh-huh.
Just like the most cuck
like
you can be.
As cuck as you can get. It's a cucklord.
Yeah. And a cuck is sort of like a cook, I think. It's like something with food.
Cuck is different than buk-buk-buk-buk.
That's with a chicken.
Yeah, it's a chicken.
It's a shame chef.
Right. Yes, shame chef.
Shame chef?
Conniver.
Are we talking about John Favreau?
You know, how big John Favreau is?
He has to buy 400 pounds?
He's actually 700 pounds.
What?
God.
He is 700
pounds. I
heard
he's also 3 feet tall.
He is a little over 3 feet. He's actually almost 4 feet tall.
What?
I saw him on an airplane the other day, and he took up an entire first class row.
What?
Uh-huh. He's very big, nice, like a big boy?
Very friendly, very nice. Yep.
You know what an interesting thing about me?
What?
I saw the movie Chef. I like that crap.
I loved it too.
Yeah, I love Chef.
What's up? Give me that, baby.
Chef up.
I saw that shit. I loved it.
Yeah.
Chef is
good. There's a passion for that, and his wife is beautiful, and so is his girlfriend.
Ooh, that's fucked up.
Hi, my name is Scarlett Johansson. Hey.
Yeah.
I love comedy so much that I wanted to marry a comedy writer. The first one I met. His name's CJ. I just think comedy's so funny.
That guy's so freaking funny.
I get wet. It's so comedy.
My favorite stuff about comedy is the funny stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the edgelords of it.
So, okay, what are we doing with this TV show?
Well, I was just getting into talking about it. About what it's about. It's about a family. Okay? Then
So I can relate to that.
I have a family.
They own the dad started a big TV conglomerate, right? Is that what?
A TV conglomerate, like CBS?
Yes.
Okay.
And
like Spike TV?
Ooh, Spike TV is under the umbrella of other...
Yeah, it's like Viacom, right?
You seem like a guy who's been on Spike TV. Am I wrong?
I don't think I've been on Spike proper. I think I've had something on Spike TV that was syndicated for Spike.
Is that upset you?
Every day.
You ever pitched to Spike?
I have not pitched to Spike. I was about to pitch to Spike with the window closed. They moved around a bunch. There's something with Amy Pascal. She was through there for a little bit, and we were touching base. But we actually met with True, but they were circling back with Spike because they had an overall distribution deal that they were doing with Sony, and Les Moonves was actually part of that at that time. But that was it's difficult.
And this was jump started from a general.
Yeah, this was a general I had. But the general was at...
And this is post JFL?
This is actually the week of.
JFL. Gotcha.
Yeah, they knew about I was going and they just wanted to like... Oh,
it's a new face general is what you're talking
about. Yeah, new face general. I had a new face general with Les and Amy and it was real fun. But we talked to the head of casting and she was actually moving over to management.
Pascal didn't Skype in.
No, she didn't. She didn't use Skype, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in person, actually.
And you were going for a script deal, or did you want straight to pilot?
Oh, they wanted to do an overall deal.
Oh,
so it was like a first look. I was at a holding fee for 16 months with NBC, but that didn't work out because the merger...
And your Spike first look didn't go through, right?
What is the other network that's an affiliate with Spike? I'm losing my right now.
There's TBS.
There's another one.
Is it USA?
TNT.
Is it Paramount?
It's like a similar
Paramount
cable.
Network took over.
No, this is way a long time ago. It's Spike. It's another male fueled.
MTV, MTV2.
This was a long time ago?
Fuse?
A long time ago. Fuse, yeah,
was
it? Fuse.
Yeah, okay.
I was in there with Fuse, but that was when Jason Segel was doing creative direction there. So he was, that was before he started acting, he was just creative director. At Fuse. They gave him like a general title, he could produce whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
So he greenlit a couple projects I was working on with, do you know Mike Kelly?
Oh, yes.
Or Ben Shack.
Ben Shack
and Mike Kelly, we were working with them, they were EPing this thing. Yeah. And it was going to be sort of like their flagship rollout, but they couldn't get approval because Mike had an overall with CBS at the time.
And you were negotiating points, right?
I was in second position.
Okay.
Yeah. You were, so that probably had a lot to do with it, is because you were in second position.
Yeah, but I was in second position for nothing. It was a holding deal in second position. So how do you have someone in second position holding deal?
Wow.
Have you ever heard that before?
But you couldn't go on any...
Yeah, I've heard all these words.
You couldn't go on generals. There's a general ban across...
I couldn't go on generals.
Out of network.
I also couldn't tweet for 6 months.
And did they counter on the initial offer?
Yeah, of course. That's how we got there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. It was going to just be a month hold.
And you CC'd your agents and all that.
Yeah, but you...
I don't have anything to do with this, man. I just stepped into that.
So you, like, asked for the 16-month hold?
That was the deal. That was the second position overall.
And no tweeting for 6 months.
No tweeting, but that's Amy's thing, because she's technology averse.
She doesn't do Skype.
And Amy Pascal.
No. Amy Pascal, yeah.
And she's not related to Amy Poehler?
No, not at all. But Amy Poehler, we actually met...
She was an EP on one of your things, right?
She was an EP, yeah. We met in the room, actually. We pitched it in the room. And I talked to her.
Did they buy in the room?
No, it was a handshake, actually. So we were...
Oh, okay.
It was a hallway handshake, actually.
I don't know about that.
Right. Well, believe me, no one knows about that. That's what they call a handshake.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was actually kind of hip-pocketed with her for a while. And that was fun, you know, because I got to learn about the insides of the business. But,
it was a paperless deal, is what
Well, you know
it.
Drew Carey's production company?
Yeah, what's that called again?
It's called Paper Hat Scissors. And Paper Hat Scissors was, they were involved.
Right.
They were just involved to produce, but they couldn't sign on.
Is that related to J.J. Abrams' Eerie Robot Productions?
No, that's Bad Robot.
Yeah,
you're thinking of Bad Robot.
No, I'm thinking about his web only.
Well, Eerie Robot.
If you're thinking about anything with J.J. Abrams, all that stuff is NDA, like triple NDA.
Yeah,
so
you can't even know. You have to sign an NDA before you even go.
You shouldn't even say his name.
If you have a meeting, so do you typically like to, when you have a general meeting, do you meet with casting and then... Do you like to meet with development people too?
Well, yeah, but not at the same time because they have different focuses.
Of course.
I like to talk with casting.
Yeah.
A separate thing with development. I mean, casting can love what you're developing, but they're not going to be able to get it through.
And did they put a pin in you?
No, but I was earmarked for Discovery.
Oh, for what?
Discovery Channel.
Oh.
It's a show that didn't get made. It was a pilot called Going Into the Water. Mm-hmm. And it was like about... Like
that's a good title.
Yeah, it's about amphibious research.
And was this a quarter hour?
No, they weren't doing... Are you kidding me? No one even heard the word quarter hour until 2015, honestly.
Oh, right.
Clay.
Yeah, Adult Swim talk about quarter hour, but no one outside of Adult Swim... I mean, if you left Atlanta, no one says the word quarter hour. They didn't know what that meant.
Right. Yeah.
So this was an hour. This was 48 minutes.
That's great. And this was for the larger markets.
They wanted to tee it up for... overseas distribution, because that was the idea. If you can create something like that that has this lens that you can really show different aspects of humanity through an unscripted series, you can promote it anywhere, and it's so much cheaper. So
yeah
there was a lockdown for that for a while, but it just honestly kind of sucked. I didn't like it. I was really unhappy at the time.
Well, so it's good it didn't work out.
Yeah, it's actually great. You know, all that stuff is great. So,
and did you break your contract in order to get out of it, or did it just not get picked up and so you had freedom?
I did not break my contract. No,
that's great.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I don't think I would be here today if I broke my contract.
That's great.
Yeah, you'd be done.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so we're just back to square one. We're just putting some feelers out there.
That's really
trying
cool.
To see, there's a lot of test markets right now that we're looking at. So I think that the project might get greenlit. I can't say who, but there's some cool directors who are really interested.
And you have a dog at home, right?
Yeah.
And that is it ever barking at stuff?
This dog will bark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes a dog will bark in the morning. Actually, my partner and I were just talking about this last night about how the dog used to bark At our old location in Studio City, the dog used to wake up in the middle of the night and bark at a raccoon or something. It would really scare us, so we have to put her in a crate. We have to crate her. She's an 80-pound shepherd mix blend. We'd crate her the night because we don't get woken up, because I had an early call time usually. I have an early call, so you don't want to wake daddy up.
Oh, sorry. Well, you got to get down to craft service.
People who are listening and they don't know what we're talking about, bark is a noise the dog makes.
Yeah. What? It's like this.
And a German shepherd is sort of like a cop dog. Just imagine a dog.
Yeah, a cop dog.
Yeah, yeah. Mixed with a cop.
Ooh. That sounds kind of like one of those. Do that again. You ever listen to those Palestinian fight songs?
No.
Excuse me? Sounds kind of like one of those.
No.
There's these Palestinian songs that are like jihad songs.
Oh.
You can watch them on YouTube. They're pretty, you know, they're educationally bad.
Hmm.
Sounds like that.
What is this sound like?
Sounds like you're walking out your house.
It sounds like a Hitchcock movie, if I'm being honest. See?
Yeah, that's definitely Hitchcock.
Janet Leigh is one of my favorites.
Go!
Oh.
Okay. So where are we at in the TV show?
The family, they own this major TV network, and they're all trying to get to the top of it. But guess what, Clay?
What?
They think their dad's old and senile, but he's still got some fight left in him, so he ain't gonna let him on top.
Okay.
Old people have old people typically have a propensity to surprise us.
Yes.
True.
Do you have a lot of good old people in your life?
I have none.
Same.
Oh. I hate it. All my grandparents have been dead for 40 years.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you never even met him?
No, I met him. I said 40 years the next.
Clay. Yeah.
Clay
just sneezed. Okay?
He needs to get rid of. You got rid of this cat. You're allergic to cats.
Are you
allergic? I love to sneeze.
I sneeze louder than that, actually.
What do you sneeze like?
I sneeze like this. Can we do it for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit it. Hit us with a sneeze.
Ah! Really?
No.
It's like that.
I don't know. I'm gonna try to do an impression of my sneeze. Here we go.
I bet it's more like this.
Achoo.
That's cute.
I think mine is kind of like this. Even though you just heard it, mine's like... Achoo.
Ooh.
That's a sexy it's little horny. Sneeze.
How about this? Achoo.
Perfect.
Achoo. Achoo. Achoo.
That is a beautiful sneeze.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, do you come from a musical family?
Uh-huh. My dad is a jazz musician.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Playing with the...
He toots a horn?
Yeah, he's a Barry Sax player.
Oh.
Barry Sax.
Barry Sax, yeah. He's a real honker. You just love that. Pomp, pomp, and that thing when it's like... Pomp, 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 yeah. Pomp, 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 that.
So what kind of jazz, like what's he into?
Bebop?
Hard bop.
Hard bop?
Yeah, hard bop. Like classic Art Blakey.
Oh. Who's the best jazz singer?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah. What about you, Rod?
I mean, yeah.
Scabadoo.
Well, Witt's actually really good, too.
I'm not that. I'm more of a scat. I don't know if that counts as jazz.
Really? See, I don't know. I'm just honestly more of a blues guy.
Oh, so you're a blues guy.
I'm a blues guy, too. Yeah. I love the blues.
Oh, Memphis Blues.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the Duke O'Bone, baby.
Or what's that one? Put the speakers in the window and go. Listen to the echoes in the alleyway below.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
Yeah. That's the one that goes, I'm a bad fish, too.
Give me a little bit of that old town records. Put the speakers in the window when you go. Suck a bit, sucking on the fucking dick, licking on your penis, and you go, bro.
Wait, let me ask you guys.
That's
a question.
Some good blues.
Since it is all guys, let me ask y'all a question.
This is a freaking guy cast.
If there's a way that you could suck your own dick, are we doing it?
Are you kidding me? I mean, is that a question you have to ask?
Yeah, I think you're right.
If there's a way I can put that hog in my throat,
yeah,
I would do it in a freaking heartbeat. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Does the Pope live in Rome? Does a bear shit in the woods?
Right. Wow. Tell me about it. I would suck my fucking dick. Dude, I would suck my fucking dick.
Yeah.
No fucking joke. And I would come in my fucking mouth, dude. Would you?
Who is this?
This is me, Wit. I would
I don't know.
If I could suck my fucking dick, I'd suck my fucking dick every night.
Hi, if I... Hey, Steve, if I could suck my fucking dick...
Who's this?
Oh, I'd suck my fucking dick every goddamn night. I would fucking suck a lick it.
Yeah. I'd suck my dick. I would nut in my fucking mouth.
I like these two guys.
Find a way.
Yeah?
If I could suck my own dick...
Yeah?
I would... live with my dick in a little house. I would suck it all day like it was my wife.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Dude, there's nothing better than a blowjob.
Mm-hmm. Especially from yourself.
Dude, Clay, tell me the truth. There's honestly nothing better than a blowjob.
It's pretty much nothing better than a blowjob, Danny.
Look at that. Who's this?
Oh, I'm from Melbourne. Hey.
What?
I'm from Melbourne.
Oh, he's Australian.
Yeah, what's your name again?
My name's Stevie. Stevie Steve.
He's one of the Hemsworth brothers.
Oh, that's a different guy I'm thinking about. But there's a different guy.
Yes.
Just not the guy you're thinking about. It's not me.
Who am I thinking about?
I don't know. I think you're thinking about a guy who's a different guy, but it's not that guy.
So you're not that Steve.
I'm not Steve. That's what my friends call me. Steve. But my actual name's Paul Biddle.
Paul Biddle.
Paul Biddle's my name.
Wow, cool.
I own a shop in Queensland and I love it.
Wow.
Paul Biddle.
Paul Biddle.
B-I-D-D-D-L-E.
Oh, I thought it was T's.
No, Paul Biddle.
Biddle.
Is there anything else in this TV show that you want to...
Any more details?
Yeah. Did we cover the TV show?
I think we covered the TV show.
We covered the whole TV show, right?
Snap pass.
I can talk more about it. You guys got any questions?
Yeah, I don't think I have any questions.
Check this out.
What's up?
Snap pops. My daddy got a Glock rock. Ooh, stand back, cause here comes the cops. Woo woo, someone's on your block, Bach. Ooh, pass me the amber Bach. Wanna drink it down till this make the pain stop.
Woo!
That's a good.
All right, my turn.
Crap.
I'll run with it, and then Rod will go. And
I'm
then
not gonna go.
Do it, Rod.
Yo, the cops are coming, and I'm scared. Oh no, comb my hair, look right, look rich. Gotta get away, man. Move, bitch. Hey. Driving in my car, now the cops aren't chasing me. Going to work, and I'm feeling really nice. Everything I see is built for me and the world I like to live my life. Hit it, Rod.
I really would rather not hit it.
Wait. How about, let's just do this. I think I can make it easier for Rod.
Okay.
If I make him a beat.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to make me... I really don't know.
MF Doom. Think
ready?
MF Doom.
I'm going to think about MF Doom.
Yeah, the rest of the guys.
MF
Lib.
Doom in the gang? I really just don't...
You ready?
I don't know
you
that.
You ready, Rod?
Hit it, Rod.
Yo! Yeah.
I just really...
Wait, Johnny, can you help him out? Like,
I'm trying
warm
to hype him
up?
Like, yo!
I just don't really feel...
We'll give Johnny the first verse.
All right, just imagine on the other end of this beat is some piping hot anal.
Yo, yeah, yo, I don't play me like Play-Doh. I don't say you don't know, no, because daddy gotta go. Oh, find me some slushies and I'll
fucking
eat it.
Fucking go, Rod.
I'm not gonna go.
I'm gonna hit you.
Go.
No, don't hit me. I told you I wasn't gonna go.
Rod, shut the...
Come on.
Rod.
Ow. Stop. Ow. Cut it. Stop it.
Rod!
I don't wanna go. Please, leave me alone. Stop.
Someone grab his wallet.
I'm taking his wallet.
Listen, right. You freaking dumb bee. If you don't rap right now.
I don't rap.
I got his wallet. What do you want it for, Clay?
Give me all this fucking money. All
right, here you go.
Snaps. Blaps.
Here it is.
Snaps.
It's $400 cash.
Please, don't
take
my money.
Yo, my name is Windsor, and I'm like a tie. Come down to my bedroom, and I'll make you cry, because I'm going to put you on the bed and give you anal spread. Like a bagel made of cheese, a treat cheese to please me. I don't like cheese whiz in my bagel unless you need me. A rapping delight. Sunset's coming out tonight. Ooh, pop up the sunscreen, because I'm a gangster, and I get mean.
Woo!
What else are we doing today?
Tatuming.
Johnny, what's the most recent thing you've seen?
Most recent thing I've seen?
Yeah.
Ooh, I watched Below Deck last night.
What do you say to me? Kiss your mother with that mouth?
Bravo reality show, Below Deck.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes. Is that good stuff? About the servers on the...
Yeah, Below Deck. I watched that most recently.
Below Deck?
Below Deck. Actually, I watched...
Is that supposed to sound like dirty?
I watched a new cartoon that's coming to Netflix right before I got here.
Jeez. What is it?
I can't say what it is.
Wait, it's going to come to... You can't Netflix. Say it. Oh, because you haven't seen it.
Maybe I can say it.
Yeah, say it right now. This is going to come out in 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't know if I can even say it.
Okay.
It's a secret. All right.
Well, you know what? I watch...
Wait, you tell him the name of the web series.
No.
And then...
He's not going to say the name of the web series.
Should I bleep what it is?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't want to do that. I can't.
No, I'll bleep it.
All right, you bleep
I'll say it, and you guys go beep when I say it. Ready?
Okay.
Wait. Maybe I can get a sound effect, too. Okay.
Yeah. Just use a sound effect, I think.
I think if I say it, it won't even matter, because it's like, oh, what is that?
Cause
it's
you ready?
Yeah. It's not a thing
Three,
yet.
Two, one.
I didn't hear what you said.
Ah, whatever.
Right.
Whatever, man.
Well,
you know what I saw? I've been watching.
What's that?
Love Island.
Really? What people, is that? People like that.
Is
people
that
like
the one that. Where you like you're tempted to cheat on your spouse?
Not. I mean, no.
They're not just, like
no.
Really,
that's temptation.
They're not like dating. Right?
Everyone's fucking is what it is, right?
They
everyone's
meet,
fucking.
Yeah, sort of. They put a bunch of hot people on an island somewhere. All these British people, and then they make them couple up.
And, oh, like to be
and like whoever
yeah, what would that sound like
has
honey?
The
well it's here on the island I'll have a great time here
no that's Australia
and, well here we are on the island I have a great time here on the Love Island
this man's fancy.
Nobody's that smart
I
on
found,
this
I tell you what yeah, I found a great love on this island here it's quite a beautiful woman named Miranda and she has beautiful breasts that are large and perky and I like to stick my face between them and rub them round until I when I spray everywhere like a little schoolboy.
You spray?
Oh, he sprays.
I do a little shooter at my mini peepee.
it's a mini peepee.
I have a mini peepee. My father gave me a mini peepee.
So
that's nice.
Miranda,
of your father.
Most of them all sound like this.
I saw it out now the other day. He was trying to shoot his little peepee out.
I was shagged on the beach.
Yeah, but still they sound smart to me. All these people with these British accents.
I've had a bit of a problem here on the beach. There's quite a bit of sand here.
Old boy.
Old boy, would you might do a favor for me and please unhand me?
Unhand me so I can kiss my...
So, this is not Temptation. You know about Temptation?
Yes.
I've seen Temptation Island many times. I've seen it. It's an old show from Fox Broadcasting.
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom, tip
Clay,
tip,
do your
top.
Best version of what Johnny's doing. Don't kid around.
I'm not gonna kid around. Who do you think I am, the freaking Joker?
Just talk like this.
I wish you were
like
the Joker.
Give me something.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Downtown Mississippi Lippy.
Downtown Mississippi Lippy. Here we are. Downtown Mississippi Lippy.
That's good.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's actually really
Rod,
not
you
bad.
Do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
Rod, so what we're learning is that Rod fucking sucks. You just got hit by all of us.
I know.
Rod, why won't you try?
Why won't you try to do the Mississippi
voice? Why won't you try to do the Mississippi voice?
Yeah, we were there in London. I was plowing this fine young woman here. I was visiting from Wales, and I found that my penis got quite stuck inside of her. It's a triangle shape from the other side, and got stuck so deep I had to take a ratchet wrench and bang it out, and had...
You know what's hard?
Yeah, queen, he's a ratchet band, queen,
you know what's hard to do is to do a accent, but if as your own voice, like to not add.
So if I was like, okay, my name's Johnny Pemberton. Here we are. It's actually impossible.
Yeah,
I just realized that it's impossible to do.
Let me try. So the other day, I was sitting outside and I was wondering what's on the TV, and so I think that maybe this is similar to what my voice would sound like if I had this accent.
Did I tell you guys, I brought a cookie here. I brought a large cookie, a big old cookie.
I think that is what your voice is.
I kind of do. Sometimes if I'm at an airport and there's a person working there who doesn't speak English, they're asking my name, and I will say my name in my normal voice. I'll say Pemberton. They'll go, what? And I'll go, I'll say Pemberton. And I'll go, what? And I'll go, Pemberton. And they'll go, oh.
Because he said it with an accent.
I say, it's John Pemberton, actually. The baggages I'm looking for to procure last name Pemberton.
Isn't there a famous John Pemberton?
Is the winner of
Coca-Cola.
Does that piss you off?
No. Why would it? What pisses me off is when people I've known for 20 years, like, hey, did you know that now?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rod did that on the way here.
Yeah, Rod actually, that was one of his talking points.
He said, I'm going to tell this to Johnny.
I was actually about to bring it up.
I said, Rod, he's probably heard this millions of times.
I thought it'd be like a new interesting thing for Johnny if I told him he had the same name as the Coke inventor guy.
I had to...
And I'm glad that he brought it up before I did.
That doesn't piss me off, actually. It just makes me fucking chapped.
It makes him absolutely chapped, mate.
I'm naked, and I want to sleep.
What else happened in the show?
I'm pissed.
What show? Love Island?
Yes.
They couple up and they say...
What's the point is
to still be in a relationship with somebody that the audience loves. The audience is always voting. Mm. And then at the end, if you're still, you win 50 pounds.
Still?
If you're still together the audience still likes you, you win 50 pounds. 50,000 pounds.
Okay. 50,000 pounds.
It's just drama, right? It's just drama. It's drama, y'all.
It's drama, yeah.
Drama, y'all.
But all the guys are like,
"Oi, so I saw her the other day. Boy, is she looking good, yeah? Oh, you trying to slag me off? You're mugging me off, aren't you? I ain't no slag."
God, they sound like a bunch of orcs.
What does that mean?
A slag is like a slut, and a mugging me off means like, get rid of me. You're trying to get rid of me.
Oh, I thought it means like, you're making me horny.
Oh, you're slagging me off.
Powers.
Yeah.
That's Randy.
Randy. Wagwan, Randy, don't you know the son of my baba? The man called Rod, man, don't you know? But
can you do that, Rod?
No, I can't do that.
All right, what are we gonna do to get Rod to do Rodney. A voice?
I'm not gonna do a voice.
Clay, what are we gonna do?
I'll fucking shock him with this shocker I got.
No, do it.
No.
Johnny liked that.
I don't do that.
I got hard when I did that. I tell you what gets me horny and
that's
hard.
That's you being horny,
shocking y'all.
Yeah. Clay, what?
That's like your comedy.
Shocking y'all.
What do you think it would honestly take to make Rod do one funny voice?
That's just, should we set a price?
Yeah.
All right, Rod, $5. You had to do Jamaican.
No, I'm not going to do
it. All right, we're starting the bid at $5.
I'm not doing a Jamaican.
$10.
$10 for Jamaican.
I'm not doing any Jamaican. I'm not doing a Jamaican.
What about this?
$1 billion.
What about this? Me and Whit pull our money together. We'll give you $100 to do one Jamaican accent.
I'm not doing a Jamaican accent.
How much money would it take, goddammit?
Jesus Christ.
I'll double it.
I'm just not
going
to do it.
I'll match.
Okay, we're at $200.
$200 for doing Jamaican accent.
I'm not doing a Jamaican accent.
All of our listeners out there, please hashtag Rod won't do Jamaican for $200.
$200 to just try doing Jamaican accent?
Johnny, do one for free.
Jamaican for free?
Yeah.
Wagwan, Rodney, man. Just in our badness. Don't you know it's in our other way. Arts, culture, jazz, blues. All of this in a wild, wicked man. Blah.
Yeah. Rod, do that. $200.
I cannot do that.
You would
do
it for $20,000,
just
right?
The man, don't you know you're...
I mean... I would try for $20,000.
You would do it for $20,000. All right, okay, cool. You would do. What do you do it for $10,000?
Yeah, I'd do it for
$10,000.
$1,000.
No. What's the cut?
We're trying to find the money. So $4,000.
Rod. You're a fucking bitch.
Rod, I am a bitch.
He's a bitch. I was just saying
that's
that.
True.
Hashtag Rod won't do a Jamaican. He should do it for $100. $5,000? He's a bitch.
$5,000.
Yeah, I'd do it for $5,000.
How about $4,000?
So there is a price.
We'll try to figure.
I mean,
4,000.
Yeah, 4,000. But you're not going to give me the money, so I'm not going to do.
Hey, what about 2,000?
You don't know that.
Rod. I do know that.
Hey, Rod, you don't know that.
Rod, have you heard about Dipper's Delight?
What is Dipper's Delight?
You take, someone takes a shit in a toilet, they flush it, then you take a single square of toilet paper, you dip it in that water, and the person has to eat that toilet paper.
Would you do Dipper's Delight?
Would you do it for how much? Would you do Dipper's Delight for? How much?
I'm doing it.
I was not listening. Is this poo-poo paper?
There is a
There's
person.
There's no poo-poo.
There's a person who takes a big old sprayer shit.
It's gotta be
in the
gross.
Toilet. Not gross. Just a big old shit in the toilet.
A Buffalo Wild Wings.
They flush the toilet.
Oh!
Then you take that paper, dip it in the water, the new water, and that person eats that paper.
I would do that. Right now for $100. I'm not saying that's my limit.
At where I'm at right now financially, $100.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't try to hold out for $200 or $300?
No, I'm just saying if that was offered to me, I would take the $100.
How about you, Rob? What would you do it for?
Why?
I can arrange a Dipper's Delight right now.
It's fresh shit in there.
No, it's not shit. It's fresh water.
Wait, Rod, would you do a Southern accent? $100?
No, I'm not doing any accents.
Rod, how much did you Dipper's Delight? $100? $200.
What about like a Californian accent?
$400.
I have a Californian accent.
No, I mean like the oh my god.
Hey, Rod, you were talking about hanging out with
California.
Clay can do a California accent.
I'm from California.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I sound like.
What's up, gang?
You were talking about hanging out at the beach?
I've hung out at the beach.
No, but like doing it a lot. Don't you think Rod should hang out at the beach all the time?
Yeah, especially
now?
With his new haircut.
New haircut. You should just hang out by the beach and just walk up to payphones with a cigarette. And be like, "Hey, man, what's up?"
Did you ever hang out a lot at the beach when you first moved to LA?
I hate the beach.
Why?
Too.
The beach sucks.
Yeah, it fucking blows.
Why?
You get bounced. The sun bounces off the beach and it hits you twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's far away. I didn't hang out at the beach for shit.
You moved straight to downtown when you lived in LA?
No, I moved straight to Hollywood, right behind Pier 1 on Taft Avenue and Hollywood Boulevard. Yes. Right behind the 7-Eleven, right behind Pier 1.
And me and Clay, we lived in Santa Monica, right near the beach. We would only go there at night to try skateboarding on this ledge.
This ledge?
There was a ledge, a marble ledge near the pier. We would go there at night, and honestly, I felt cool.
The beach is canceled. Did you know the beach got canceled on Twitter? You can't go to the beach no more. If you do, you might as well be Harvey Weinstein.
Rod, honestly, he says he loves to go to the beach all of the time. Rod, so he is canceled. He's Harvey Weinstein. He's addicted to anal.
You got canceled because you're horny and won't do Jamaican accent. If you're Jamaican or Dipper's Delight.
Initially, I thought Rod wouldn't do Jamaican because it is
problematic.
It's problematic. But then
I'll back up there. I have an honest disagreement with this. It is not problematic, even a slightly bit.
Why is it with you? You do it so confidently.
No, that's bullshit. It's not a problem. Why is it problematic? Tell me why.
Because, here's why I now am...
Listen, I just trust my gut.
Why?
If someone asks me to do one and I'm in public, I'm trusting my gut and I go, no, thank you, I'll pass.
Well, here's what's crazy. Okay, Jamaican accent. You think of that accent and you think of the large black Jamaican population and culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what's crazy? The other day, my friend Savannah, her dad, white, from Jamaica.
And it
with
sounds
the
like
accent.
This. Yeah, I'm from Jamaica. I grew up there. Montego Bay. Well, do you want to have a little bit of ting? It's a grapefruit soda. So good.
I never heard a white person with that accent. That's crazy.
But why does it matter? Why is it problematic?
I don't know. I can't explain.
Because
people think it's problematic, don't they?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's where it comes from.
I can't fucking believe that shit. Right. It really chaps my gears.
But why isn't it problematic?
Well, I believe the burden of proof is on the accuser. Am I correct? So if you say something, if you're deeming something to be a certain way, you have to prove it. It's not... The burden of proof is not on
I'm just telling you what my gut tells me.
Okay, so if this is
and
a
my
trial,
gut is
right?
informed by the greater zeitgeist.
Right, but I think the greater zeitgeist is also, it is subject to perspective.
Oh, of course.
And if that's the case, then only a very small amount of people would ever say, okay, well, how come Irish accent's not problematic, but Jamaican is?
Right.
There's really no reason whatsoever for that to be the case, except that most people who live in Jamaica are black, and most people who live in Ireland are white.
I assume there's a historical context behind it. Like, if you do stuff that makes fun of Jewish people and you're not Jewish, it has a tinge of something. But maybe I'm not historically informed enough to know what the history is, and my gut is just telling me, let's just do the paperwork later and hold off on it now.
I do the paperwork now.
Johnny's a paperwork mid-impression.
Because if you want to slow me down, tell me I can't make a sound, you better have your paperwork filed, buddy.
So how does it make you feel when I go, oh, my name's Danny Pemberton, I'm from Minnesota.
Makes me feel great. I've done a Jamaican accent in front of Jamaican guys.
Is that a good impression of what I just did?
No, because I don't sound like that, but it's okay. It's okay, though.
That's
when you
know it really hurts.
Yeah. Okay. Minnie, Jenny, Pee-Pee.
You know what I say, honest to God? I think problematic is canceled.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's why I think problematic is canceled.
Okay.
Because problematic is clogging the tubes with bullshit that needs to be We need actual shit to be flushed on the toilet, not stuff that's like a bunch of paper, a bunch of clean paper.
Dipped and eaten.
Yeah.
Not the clean dipped paper.
Problematics clogging the tubes.
So Rod...
That paper's for eating.
Rod isn't canceled anymore then.
Rod's not canceled.
Because you... You were canceled because you like the beach.
Can we set up a GoFundMe to cancel Rod?
So don't cancel Rod?
No, cancel Rod. Cancel me? Enough money for him to do something cancelable.
What if we just text him a bunch and help him commit suicide?
Ooh. Hey, whoa. In the last episode, we talked about that.
I just watched that documentary.
Dang it. Well, let's talk about it, because nobody else had anything to contribute in the last one.
Yeah, I didn't know what to talk about.
I watched
What do you think? Should she be in jail?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Because she is.
Well, I mean, what do you
Johnny.
Get her? Johnny!
She is in jail?
I think she shouldn't be in jail.
Same.
See, yeah. if you took that route with the problematic thing, you wouldn't be making all these voices.
What are you talking about? I feel the same way. I feel like it's better to not accuse than it is to accuse. Because the burden of proof is on the prosecution, and the burden of proof, they proved it, but they set a very dangerous precedent.
Which is what?
That you can be guilty of manslaughter by proxy.
Well, what about Charles Manson?
Well, that's different.
That's a
direct line.
Yeah, that's buying it. If I pay Witt to kill Rod, I'm guilty.
Right. Like the band Azalea Dying.
Yes.
You know about that band?
The singer.
What is
but
that?
He's out of jail now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he pay
for his wife or girlfriend to get murdered.
But he did it to a guy who was undercover.
It was just like a cop.
It's like Jeff Galooly and what's her name? Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Galooly got paid.
So I don't think that she should be in jail.
Yeah, she should be.
Maybe like guilty of doing some that really fucked up shit, but not in jail.
It's
like
a witch hunt. It was a classic witch hunt. Same with like Scott Peterson, witch hunt. Scott Peterson didn't kill Lacey Peterson.
You don't think so?
It's not that I don't think so.
Is that the staircase guy?
No, that's the guy with the pregnant wife in Modesto. Years ago.
I don't know about this.
It was the first big televised trial where she was like this, you know, cute lady who was pregnant and she got killed and they found her body later. It was like really gruesome. And he's in prison for the rest of his life because he got convicted of it because everyone said he did it.
Well, because
he was a cheater because he cheated on her, so they hated him.
But he ran away and bleached his hair and stuff.
Yeah, he did, but he's also not a very smart guy.
Yeah.
Just because you do stuff that causes people to think you're guilty does not make you guilty.
Well, now what do you think about Staircase Man?
Staircase Man, I don't know about that fucking Staircase Man.
I don't think he did it.
What is Staircase
Man? The Staircase Man, right? That guy's such a fucking weirdo that I don't even know. But
I don't think he did it.
I don't know.
Scott Peterson definitely didn't kill Lacey, but that Staircase guy could have done it.
Well, his old one.
Oh my God. That's the best thing.
That's really nice when he's on the pod.
Lenny, is that his first meow on the pod?
Well, we've never done a podcast this late, and he thinks he's going to get fed soon because the sun just went down.
I love how animals like to eat food. It's probably my favorite thing as a human.
Wait, all right, let's wrap up by doing that, I need to talk about why I don't think Staircase Man did it.
Okay, can I tell you why I think he did it just so you have to
hear? Why? Because his other wife died the same way?
The same way.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think he's that stupid. And then also, he's obsessed with his daughters and he loves them their entire life. Why would he kill their mom on their birthday?
My friend Dick or Troy has a great saying.
What?
He says, every kind of person does every kind of thing. Some you see it coming, some you wish you did. That's it.
That guy's smart as hell.
He's very smart.
He sounds really smart.
He's a smart guy.
Wait, hold on. Let's say it again.
Every kind of person does every kind of thing. Some people you see it coming, and some you wish you did.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Dick or Troy.
I'm trying to break it down right now. I can't exactly.
Okay.
Well, it's just that, you know.
But tell me why you don't think the man. Oh,
why would he kill her on his daughter's?
You've never done a thing where after you've done it, you're like, why the fuck did I do that?
Like this, like Wagwan. Oh, problematic.
I think
send him to jail. How can you do a Jamaican accent? I was doing Irish, man. This is Irish accent. Hey, I'm from Ireland. Wagwan, I love Ireland, man. It's the greatest island in the whole world. Ireland. I love the potatoes.
Ireland
go
is
to
an
beach.
Island.
I love fucking potatoes.
It's
St. Patrick, man. I love St. Patrick
at
the cathedral.
Country.
Don't you know this is a cathedral, not a badass cathedral, man. Boo. I love Ireland. That's my new joke. I'm taking it with me.
All right. Well, the hashtag.
I'm typing.
Did you? So
hold on. I'm getting there. Hashtag Johnny isn't. Is not problematic, and here's why, and then explain in the hashtag why he's not.
No. I would love to be considered problematic. I could use a little attention.
Yeah.
A little press.
Okay, and then also, why hashtag, I don't think he did it, but maybe he did, and then weigh in why you either do or don't, yeah, in the hashtag.
Hashtag owls.
Yeah, use that hashtag. Yeah.
What's the owl theory that
the
they
owl theory is like the owl came in, started pecking her on the head, and left.
That shit is... I mean, I don't like
Netflix
that
had to do something
what
with that new.
What is
this? So Netflix came out with an updated version, and they're like, it felt like they were grasping at straws to get content for this, because they already, the other French guy who made it did a great job making that movie. But they thought, I saw an owl feather somewhere, and so maybe came in and pecked her on the head.
And that's like a legitimate theory that somebody proposed?
Yeah, because it has the raptor claws are so sharp, would have exposed the blood of her scalp, which bleeds a lot, and she was on a benzo and she was drinking alcohol, so she would have been susceptible to passing out, and
right,
so she did.
So Johnny didn't think that he did it.
I mean, I don't really know. I feel like the information presented in that documentary does not lead to a conclusion, and they also, there's so much stuff you don't see. It's like Making of a Murderer. Remember when everyone thought that guy was like,
I
can't believe
that.
Why is he in jail? Oh, let's call these businesses and shut these businesses down because this guy, Stephen Avery, didn't do shit. It's like, he probably did kill her.
It came out later that he was like talking to a cellmate, and he's like, hi, dude, I'm making a rape room. You want to see the blueprints? And then the documentary guys just are like, let's not include that.
Yeah, they didn't include shit because they let's manipulate the shit out of people because we can, and they did.
Fuck them.
They're canceled. What's the second season?
Of Making a Murderer?
Yeah. There's two seasons.
It's all Ken. What's the guy's name? Ken Boone or Ken... I found my life to be in terrible shambles after the documentary came out. Life had been changed to me to a degree with which I had to seek solace in a steam room on a friend's property.
Wait, the Brandon Urey? What's the kid's name? No, that's Panic at the Disco.
Brendan Dassey?
Yeah.
But Brendan Dassey's like,
is he free now?
He's free.
Yeah, I do feel bad for that boy.
Yeah, he didn't do ships.
Yeah.
He's the one who wants to go to WrestleMania?
Yeah, he just was a boy who...
He's just a boy, but he's also a simpleton.
Yeah.
Can you say simpleton? I just do.
Well, I don't know if he has, like, a mental handicap.
I think he does.
Okay,
I think he's like... You know those guys from the West Memphis 3? Remember the documentary?
It's been so long.
Yes.
You know how there's Jesse Miss Kelly, Jason Baldwin, and Damian Eccles?
You really know this.
Damian Eccles, very smart. Jason Baldwin, normal. Jesse Miss Kelly, this is a man who... you know, can't drive a car.
Like Rod.
Couldn't pass a driving test.
Similar to Rod.
You see that documentary about the guys in New York, the black dudes who got blamed for the terrorist attack?
No.
Those four dudes, they got blamed for that. Attempting a terrorist attack, they get sent to prison for the rest of their goddamn lives. There's a great documentary about it, and it's the same thing. One of the guys was so dumb that he couldn't have possibly done this, but he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life.
Rod.
And it's not my fault. I didn't put anybody in jail.
Seems like some shit Rod would
do. I've never even been to New York.
That does seem like stuff that Rod would do.
Is that what you said?
It was in New York.
Yeah, I've never been to New York. It couldn't have been me. It's one of those...
Lenny, make some noise.
Lenny just wants to be fed.
Lenny jumped. Well, guys, any final thoughts?
You just wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk.
I love Car Talk.
I miss them.
Hey, Car Talk. Hey, where's the other Car Talkers? Call in with your car trouble.
Call in. My butt's farting like a 64 Chevy.
Yeah, call in. Hey, maybe it's time for you to put some stuff in the engine.
That's really smart.
Have you tried swallowing ball bearings?
Car Talk.
Super funny.
Okay. Is that it?
As it turns out, it costs less money to put the AC on than instead of roll down the windows. Car Talk.
Thanks, Car Talk.
I think that's... Okay. Johnny, did you have anything you want to tell people about?
I'm a chubby chaser.
Okay.
I don't want to say that a long time. What should I tell people? Honky. Honky. Honky.
go see me in Birmingham, Alabama on August 28th.
When is this coming out?
Mom's Basement.
I'll be there.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. What's going to happen in 2 weeks? Honestly, I don't even know. Just check my website, johnnypemberton.dog. It's a real website. It's not a bit. Real website. Not a bit. johnnypemberton.dog. Instagram, johnny_pemberton. Twitter.
That's cool. Hit it, Clay.
What's the Twitter?
Just my name.
Johnny Pemberton.
You're fucking good.
Plus this?
Get our Patreon. Go there if you want more episodes.
Do you like Phineas Newborn?
Ooh, let it play out. We don't even get to this part.
Yeah, this is unfamiliar to me.
I want the part where the guy goes, go, 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 go.
Sing in perfect key, go.
You never found out where you wanted to go. You gotta get there in a town, about the same mountain.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.